Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 464. When a husband tries to put himself in his wife's shoes and she expresses feelings about something, then he could and should embrace those feelings and respect her. And to demonstrate empathy and interest in her situation. So that's a husband's work that he needs to try to do as best as he could. On a wife's end, generally speaking, she needs to learn how not to become offended when her husband doesn't express as much emotion as she would like him to when she's thrilled about something, overwhelmed about something. Because in 95%+ of the time, it's not being deliberately mean, it's not being illogical. It's just, generally speaking, a man or a husband's style of functioning. Now, he could learn skills to improve upon that, but the inherent flaw of not being as emotional as a wife expects when she's sharing these deep feelings to him, she can learn not to feel personally hurt by it, but rather understand that it's a different nature and it'll take a while for him to adjust. And as long as each one is trying to learn each other's language, you'll both be fine. So once we understand these differences, then they could use their combined strengths to assist each other, to help each other. And that's how they help build a family together as a healthy unit. When they make mutual decisions, again, stereotypically, we talk about the woman being stronger on the emotional intuition aspects and the man on the intellectual rational aspects, but it could go the other way around very often. But the bottom line is the blend of it, the harmony of using the right balance of the emotion and the rational creates a very, very healthy environment when used the right way, because it's all under the mode of working together. Working together, they will listen to each other. They will understand each other's points of view to work through, to figure out what the best outcome for the both of them should be. A husband should appreciate his wife's feelings in a dialogue, because it'll help him think carefully about the details, which is usually a weak point for many men. And when they listen to their wife's emotional way of expressing things, he will pick up nuances and insights that he would not normally pick up. So for men, again, in the stereotypical case, it could go the other way around too, but where men are sometimes, whether frustrated or look down upon their wife's emotionalism or being overly emotional, quote-unquote, they need to understand that in that emotional hergish is a very, very deep insight, very, very often. That's where the Bnei Yesera is talking in that language. That's why, like we said, the Rabbanan's mitzvah of the four kaisais of wine, the Seder night, is connected Sara Rivka Rachaleya, the Imahis, because wine is connected to feeling, to hergish, to emotion. That's her expertise. And on the wife, to appreciate her husband's perspective, it'll help her think about the bigger picture, which may, in some cases, be a weak point for her. She needs to understand that rational aspect as well, not just the emotional aspect of it. And the more you listen, the more you show respect and understanding, the more you will be eager to make the best decision for the both of you. So again, we talked here till now. It's a very broad stereotype. It's not always true. Men could very often be very, very emotional, and women could be very intellectual and rational. So it's not always the way we described it. It's just stereotypically that way. And, you know, very often it's that way. But whichever way it is, you accept each other's emotional patterns and you accept each other's thought patterns. There's one concept that Rabbi Aaron Cohen brings in his book, Pure Oneness. I heard it actually in a funny way from Ben Shapiro. He's a political commentator from Political Commentator. Very interesting. He said a similar point. But the idea is very many women say and believe that their husbands don't really listen to them. Either they ignore her or offer unsolicited advice too often. Very often he may think he's giving her etzais, he's giving her advice to help her deal with the situation, but that's not what she wants at the moment. Usually when a wife wants to talk to her husband about her problems or what's going on, she's usually looking for sympathy and compassion. And she wants to convey her feelings and wants to him, and she wants him to understand her and empathize with her, which means that she's not interested in the solution. Very often, and this is a common misunderstanding that causes hurt between a husband and wife, is when the wife is venting over something that's really bothering her about something that happened or some situation that she's in. And the husband hears this, and the first reaction is, I want to help, and I have a good idea. And he'll just say within a 30-second thing, okay, very simple, this is what you do. And it could be very, very sound advice, by the way. That's the funny part. Now, if he's just being insensitive and just throwing out an idea out there and he's not really thinking, that's a different story. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when he really is on the ball. He heard her, heard that she's agonizing over a particular problem. He has in his mind a very good solution. And he says, oh, okay, this is the problem. Here's the solution. Let's try this. So in his mind, he's just being helpful. That's the idea of helping your wife. Your wife is in distress. She has a problem. And here I am. I have a good solution in how to solve it. But the problem is that's not what she wants now. It'll go downhill even more. You don't understand me. You don't have compassion for me. You know, here is where, unfortunately, where I'm very strongly against, where people go overboard with these Sheva Brachos Torahs, making fun of the male-female difference. It's okay to mention it in good humor here and there, but sometimes it's very hurtful. Like in this case, if a husband and wife know each other already and they're joking around about it, then fine, use the humor. Because this could look as a humorous thing, because the husband's scratching his head and saying, I don't understand. My wife has a problem. I'm supposed to help her. I come up with a very good solution. I'm even willing to help with the solution. And I'm just presenting it to her, exactly what she needs. And let's say it is a sound piece of advice, and he's willing to help to resolve it too. So he did the right thing, didn't he? He's being a good husband. He listened to her, heard her problem, and tried to solve it, and actually did with his advice. But the answer is, that was not the right thing to do. Not at the moment. He needed to hear her out. Be sympathetic, be compassionate, understand her agmas nefesh. Later, after she calms down and she feels understood, then you want to say, you know, I was thinking, maybe perhaps we try this. Most likely she'll say, that's a great idea, thank you so much. But when she initially is pouring her heart out, she's not interested in the solution. She wants to be listened to. So when I heard this concept from Ben Shapiro, it was very funny. He had like a round table. He was talking about it with other people there. And he says he and his wife make a deal. Whenever he comes in, let's say, and his wife is upset about something and is venting something to him, he asks her, let's make this rule in the house going forward. Because it was a time where that's what he did. He's a very intellectual, brainy type of person. And his wife shared a problem. And he, of course, saw what the problem was and said, oh, here I have a solution. He fell into this trap. And she got upset because he's not hearing her. So what happened was, after a while, Ben Shapiro told his wife, he said, let's make a deal. When you ask me something, when you come on, you say you have a problem, when you approach me, I want you to tell me in advance, is this I want sympathy, compassion, and listening ear type of conversation now, or I want a solution to a problem now. And she'll tell him. And most of the time it will be, yes, I want the sympathy and compassion. Then he would hear her out, be sympathetic, warm, and not necessarily give the advice. Maybe give advice later. But in those times, for example, I would assume where she's in the middle of some type of dilemma and she needs a solution right away, and she asks his advice, she'll tell him, okay, for this, I just need your brain. You give me a solution. So here is a good way to go about it. It's a good etza, actually, that he gave, where if a wife explains to the husband initially, I know you want to help and you're easily to give me a 20-second solution and problem solved, but I need from you a listening ear. I need to be talked to. Then most men will understand and they will do that. But again, because again, his focus, a husband generally is focused on the end result. So he doesn't know how to relate to her emotions, right? It's a specific problem. Here's the easiest way to solve it. And the problem is when he offers a suggestion, she may even become more irritated because she sees in her perception, you're disregarding my distress. You didn't comfort me. You didn't communicate feelings that you two are bothered by what I went through. You didn't show any understanding of what I'm going through. Only by proper listening to her will she appreciate afterwards listening to his words of advice. Now, with men, it's interesting. They don't like getting unsolicited advice most of the time. So women need to know this. So, for example, if he comes home after a long day of work, tells his wife how he plans to deal with a particular situation, he's not looking to share his feelings with her. He's stating facts. This is what happened, and this is what my solution was. So when he offers him advice, maybe this is the best way to move forward, he gets irritated because he's not asking for advice. What does he want from his wife? He wants his wife to validate him. I accept you. I accept you. I accept the decisions. You have sound advice. It makes sense. He may perceive the advice that she gives him as an insult even. You don't trust my capabilities of solving my own problems. So the key in general is don't give unsolicited advice. The first step is always to show compassion, to show understanding, and be there and listen, and only offer advice when specifically asked for it. Or what you can do is ask your spouse. After talking it through and sympathetic, you could ask, okay, so we went through the issue. Are you interested in hearing a possible way we could resolve this? Yes or no? And then they could say either yes or no. The wife may say, no, it's okay, I'll figure it out on my own. Then you let her be. But if she says, yeah, you know, what do you think? Now, after that, yes, then he could give his advice. There's also a big difference between men and women in how they handle stress, how they handle uncomfortable situations. And when they realize that the different genders, they have different methods of coping with situations, will realize that they're all behaving in a perfectly normal manner that's justified, that's understandable. And they won't hurt each other in the process. And we'll discuss this more, Be'ezus Hashem, in the upcoming shiur.